God blesses life. He is the life giver. He breathed his spirit into Adam. He became a living soul. God blesses life. Genesis 1 right there, 127, he created mankind. Listen, if you're breathing tonight, you're blessed. He wants to bless you. If you are alive, you are set up for blessing. The very first word a human ever heard, the first thing he heard was this: I bless you. God Almighty was blessing his creation. And the word blessing means to endue with power for success. He says, I'm going to speak authority into you so you will succeed, you will be fruitful, you will multiply, and you're going to subdue or have dominion or take over or have rule, governance in the earth. And I'm going to speak to you the empowerment to see this happen. So if you're breathing, if you're alive, you are ordained for blessing. The summary statement is this: God bless mankind. If you're a human, God wants to bless you. That's his will, to bless you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. But you're a dirty, rotten sinner, and you've been separated by God from all the stuff you've done. And so there's a great gulf fixed, and you're actually on your way to hell. But Jesus loved you, so he came to earth, stretched out his hands, because I was raised in the Plymouth Brethren, shake you over hell with a rotten stick. And if you'll just come across from that side to this side and stop doing everything that's sinful, fattening, and illegal, and hang out in prayer rooms for about 70 years, then one day you'll die and go to a cloud and do more prayer rooms. And Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see, not being able to measure up, the prophets began to announce there's coming a Messiah who would be the king, who would be the suffering servant. He would take upon himself the sins of the nation, and we would be healed by his stripes. So you get all the blessings and all the curses he paid. So if you belong to Christ, you're Abraham's seed, and you're an inheritor according to the promise. Deuteronomy 7:12, if you pay attention, I'm going to keep my covenant with you. I'm going to love you. God will love you. He will bless you. He will increase your numbers. You'll be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. So he's going to bless, he's going to bless your body. He's going to bless your land, the crops. He's going to bless your livestock. And he's going to give you long life. There's a whole lot more, but that's for starters. Now, was there a condition there? Yeah, if you obey him. And so the prophets finally said this: God's going to send an anointed one, a Messiah, called the Christ. He's going to be the suffering servant. And he's going to take all your bad stuff on his own body, on a tree, because cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. He's going to lift the curse. And the way you're going to know it is when he comes, he's going to walk in all this. He's going to activate all these promises and more. You're going to come into Jubilee. Everybody goes free. It's Luke 4, Spirit of the Lord's upon me. And when they asked Jesus, are you the Messiah? His credentials were the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the poor have the good news preached to them. God's intention all along was to bless everybody, that everything that moves. But because we were fallen, there's a tension. His holiness is love. So we've entered into the new age, the age of Messiah. Everything in the Old Testament that he wanted to do, he's free to do it. It's yours. Some of you have had things we don't have answers for, but unless someone somewhere starts contending, confronting this evil, this wrong hate doctrine and stuff that does not come from God but from the devil himself, Jesus Christ went about doing good, destroying the works of the devil. Every time I see the other person who's praying and crying out to God, and I'm saying, God, we need more. We need more. We need more people to contend. We need more people to believe. We need more people to just stretch out. There's so much to learn, but there's oceans to swim in. Amen?